This is Radio Plymouth. Neil Walker here with the Sunday Supplement, and joining me in the studio is a local solicitor from Wolferstons, Phil Thornycroft. How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. So you have brought with you an article that's been in the news in the past couple of weeks about a lady who's sort of challenging the will of her mother.
Yeah, the case of Illert. This was a situation, been going on for quite a long time actually, where the mother of an estranged daughter left a will, and she left the whole of her estate to three charities. And the daughter felt this was unfair and therefore applied what's called under the Inheritance Provision for Dependents Act 1975, saying she needed, or she was a dependent, financially dependent on her mother, and that she needed some of that will to meet her basic needs. She was on income support and was in fairly dire straits. And the case came before district judge. And he looked at it and basically decided that she wasn't really entitled to any massive financial provision. She'd been estranged from her mother and ordered her £50,000. And believe it or not, this went through then the High Court and into the Court of Appeal. The Court of Appeal decided that the judge was wrong and in fact gave the daughter £143,000 and then £20,000 by way of instalments to meet what they saw as her dire financial need. And interestingly, the three charities who would have lost out appealed to the Supreme Court.
The charities appealed?
The charities appealed, because of course they were the ones in reality who were losing out. And in a really interesting judgment, the Supreme Court decided that the district judge right at the very beginning was right, and that if you made a will and you knew what you were doing and you left it to three charities, even though you might have had any links with those charities, to a fairly big extent, that those wishes should be adhered to. What they did do was say that this was a daughter who did have severe financial difficulties, she was on income support, and they eventually ordered her £50,000 to buy what they saw as basic household needs. Hmm. Important aspect of this was that she was on income support, and any capital over £16,000 would have affected her benefits, and the Supreme Court took that into account. But in fact, rather interestingly said, well, if you use most of this money for household goods, it'll take you below £16,000 anyway, so you'll be OK. But really important judgment for a number of reasons. Firstly, it reiterates how important it is to make a will. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's important that if you have got someone who could be financially dependent upon you, that you take that into account when you prepare that will.
Yeah.
So that needs to be taken into account. You need to be aware that if someone is financially dependent, it is fairly limited. It has to be sons, daughters and fairly close relatives. Then if there is something like that, you need to think about that, and they may well be able to make an application of the Inheritance Act. But for charities, this was a massive issue because they didn't want to lose money and therefore were really keen to ensure that people's wishes were taken into account. And they've been successful.
So in a nutshell, the lady who died left all her money to charity. The
yep.
daughter, who was estranged from her mum.
From the age of 18, yeah.
From the age of 18. Thought she was entitled to something and actually took it all the way to the Supreme Court
yeah.
in the end to be proven wrong, in that the money in the end would go to the charities because that is what the will said.
Correct.
And the Inheritance Act would more cover people who are actually dependent rather than people who are actually very poor and need the money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the important thing here is if you're living with a partner or with a spouse
yeah.
And no provision is made, then you're pretty sure that you can make an application under the Inheritance Act and that some provision will be made. But the trick on there is if you don't want to leave everything to your spouse, if there are some problems, if you make what's called reasonable financial provision within your will, you can do what you want with the rest of it.
So how easy is it to make a will?
Very easy indeed. I mean, there are... My firm, most firms do it on a fixed fee, and there's lots of other will providers out there. You can, of course, make the will yourself, provided you do adhere to the appropriate conditions. But I think this case shows that will, it's not just an easy document, and I think it's really worthwhile spending £150, £170 on making a will, because if you think of the amount of cost that was spent taking this up to the Supreme Court, you don't want to be in that position.
I dread to think how much that would have cost to take this. Should we not even upset ourselves?
I don't think... if you think, Neil, the estate was valued at £486,000 in total, which in real, you know, today's terms is not a huge amount, I just wonder how much of that went in costs.
Phil Thornycroft, thank you very much for coming to see us. We'll see you again in a month's time.
Thank you, Neil.
Thank you.